The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is good, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 160. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
And I'm back! What's up, guys? Sorry about not being on Throwdown. Your questions last time. I was literally traveling back as I was there, and I kind of, I got past the time I could get onto the show, but yes, I'm returned!
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo.
Brian Manjoma.
What's up, party people?
Brett Murdoch.
I never left.
And Adam Vale.
What's up, people? What's up?
All right, we're here for our, it's not a special episode, obviously, it's just our pre-Thanksgiving episode. And I believe Brian stole your opening line, Brett.
I noticed that. He did that on purpose, I think.
Hilarious.
He kind of does that, though. Brian does say party people.
No, he does. He does. He does. I just should have had an appropriate Brianism.
Hey, people. That's Brianism.
I didn't.
Oh, man.
Am I giving thanks for Brett? Like, thanks, Brett.
You're welcome, Brian. I'm thankful that you're here. It's nice to have you.
Man. All right. So we got a nice little compact show for you, but we got some nice, crazy things to talk about, man. We're going to lead things off with this one. So Hawaii is investigating EA for quote unquote predatory practices in games like Star Wars Battlefront 2. And now joining them is Belgium and Australia. So it seems like a lot of places, a lot of countries want to just classify loot crates and all that, states, countries. They want to classify this shit as a gambling, you know, officially. Now the government's stepping in. I want to get you guys.
Way to go, EA. You pushed it too far, and this is what fucking happens. You broke it. You bent it till it broke. Have fun.
Oh, man. Yeah, go ahead.
It's literally people figuring out what it really is. It's the regular populace figuring out what these loot boxes and crates and shit are, you know? They are
that's,
just
that's what it is.
Exactly. Timmy's mom, little Timmy's mom, just figured out that these games that she's buying for him have these gambling aspects to them.
Yeah, and Manny, tell the people what you told. Actually, what you said on Twitter, and you were 100% right about this shit.
Essentially, okay, so you know this sort of stuff, loot boxes and microtransactions and all that stuff. This is all stuff that was inside the mobile space that's made their way into AAA games. Doesn't that mean that the people that make these mobile games with these sorts of transactions would also should be also held accountable if these things are considered gambling of some sort?
Yeah.
And gambling, but exploitative. One of the things I think kicked this off was Jack Black, and I forget which daytime talk show it was, or nighttime talk show it was, because they all blend together for me, was on one of theirs, and I saw a clip of him regaling a story recently about how his son was pretty much addicted to this online game, and he didn't specify what kind of online game it was, probably mobile, but was addicted to this online game, and he racked up all these charges after charges after charges, because the way that, again, he broke it down, the way that the game is set up is that you need to do this thing to progress, and that it's if you don't do this, you're going to be left behind. And then all of a sudden Jack Black gets a bill for like $10,000, and even he's like, look, we may have nice stuff, but we can't continue to have nice stuff if you keep charging this amount of stuff. And when a movie star like Jack Black goes on a late night talk show and talks about how he doesn't have the money to fund this kind of exploitative behavior, that's when every asshole and their husband around the dinner table go, "Murr?" And like, that's where EA done fucked up.
Well, the thing is that all these things have existed. Oh, you know, like, again, that's my point about the whole thing with the mobile gaming thing is that all this stuff was in the mobile space. That means that all these things, I mean, we've been saying this since the beginning that these, you know, transactions and things are all predatory. They take advantage of people, of people's addictive nature.
Yeah, but I'm going to say an unpopular opinion here.
Me and Tony literally talked to a guy, a developer who we will not mention, literally said, yeah, there's a fucking algorithm in the back there that literally sees that you're doing bad and then starts to throw little things at you or purposely makes the game harder so that you could pay to get further in it.
And then when you do pay, the game gets easier. So you're like, hey, if I pay, I get to win. So
Tony's even said on multiple occasions that his mom... his mom spends about $30 a month on this one mobile game that she plays. Now think about it. That's $360 after the year is done.
Fuck,
so
man.
She literally paid $360 for a fucking game.
I should add. That's not with her money. That's me buying that shit for her.
Okay, but see, that's a full gaming habit. And here's the thing. I'm gonna say a really unpopular opinion here, and I know it's unpopular, and I know probably half of you can't even say it, but I'm just gonna go ahead and throw it out there. I think the difference is everybody knew that this practice was there. Nobody gave a fuck because the average demographic of video games is considered to be an adult male. And society's take on that is, well, fucking deal with it or help yourself. There aren't a whole lot of outreach programs for guys. That's just kind of the cold, harsh reality of it. There's less shelters. There's less outreach programs. We're expected to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. So it's kind of one of those, in society's viewpoint, like, yeah, if grown-ass men are being taken advantage of by this, then it's, well, it's up to them to spend their money like idiots. That's not our problem. But when it happens to kids, that's a different fucking story. And I think that's the switch that flipped right here, is everybody knew these things were happening, but they're like, well, people put themselves in that same boat, which is weird to me because you don't say the same thing about an adult with a gambling problem. But for the most part, it's just like, well, I mean,
because an adult is to be considered a functioning person who is able to make these sorts of decisions.
Also, we're not being oppressed, and I mean that in the most politically correct way possible. That there is no, we are as it's been, the idea of the entitled white person kind of bleeds over into the idea of gamers, regardless of the fact that we're on a very diverse podcast here. It's put forth in the sense that we are the incumbent, that we are the controlling majority of basement dwelling neckbeards who don't want anything to change. Like, we're not, people don't want to feel sorry for us or feel sympathy for us because we mostly did it to ourselves. Like, and I'm not saying that's the right viewpoint. I'm just saying that generally speaking, it's been very easy to attack the personality and the morals and the character of gamers. It's been done time and time and time again. And that goes to show that we're a hard to defend population, and not because of anything that we're doing, but just because that's how people want to throw stones. So, you know, when shitty things happen to, let's be honest, so let me just call a spade a spade. The average consumer, because of the media blitz, views your average gamer as a self-entitled, ignorant, basement-dwelling asshole who needs to have their kingdom ripped away from them. Those people don't get sympathy, especially when people exploit them and take their money. It's like doing bad things to bad people. People don't care. It's an uphill battle that you have to kind of prove your worth in that aspect. But kids get the benefit of the doubt, obviously, because they're kids.
Again, I think because there was such a big enough stink made from the gaming community upward, I feel like that also definitely had a big effect on it. Just like, you know, just the same situation as, you know, what happened with Sony with the $600 price point, just the same sort of thing that happened with Microsoft and the always online abilities and stuff.
Yeah, but you didn't see legislation stepping in, and I think that's the difference.
The only reason why is because legislation is getting involved is because there's real money involved, and there's the possibility that this thing, unlike Night Trap or Mortal Kombat, is sold to kids. It has a T for teen rating, which means that most children, in the teenage range, can go to the store and buy themselves a Star Wars game.
But that's where I guess I'm driving my problem. Like, why is it okay to take advantage of an adult? Because
in general, adults are thought of as people that have already grown up and can make logical decisions.
Tell that to every alcoholic, drug addict, and gambling.
Well, yeah, obviously we know as you know, there are people that have addictive personalities, and there are people out there that can't, that are pretty much children in adult form. But in general, people are seen as that in a way. But the thing is that's why they always put that age gate for, things that are gambling and all that stuff, because a child wouldn't be able to make a logical decision about whether they do this or not. That's why you see stuff like what happened with the Jack Black situation, where it's like his kid ran up $1 million because he had no concept of money,
Well, I think there should also be a clear defined line between gambling and not gambling. And, in regular society, there generally is. And when things get too close to gambling, people, they find ways to skirt around it, and there are constant legal battles. But the general consensus is, and I think the reason for that is, if you have a gambling problem, you should know that there's going to be gambling at this place when you walk in. That's fair to know. That should be labeled right on the packaging so that you can stay away from it if you choose to. We all talk about not wanting to make safe spaces and not wanting to homogenize an environment. And part of that is letting everybody know what they can expect walking into an experience. So yes, you may have triggering things, but you've adequately warned the audience and let them make their own decisions instead of insulating everybody from that triggering experience.
Chris, get in here, man.
Things going on here. One is the traditional view of gambling. This is the law catching up with EA's greed. EA has set off a flag where they have now made lawmakers realize that gambling does not just exist in a casino or a lottery machine, right? Mm-hmm. This is how lawmakers look at stuff. They're looking at stuff 20 years back, like allowed to go into OTB or a casino. So that's where gambling happens. But they don't realize, like, you have all that stuff on a smartphone, and now it's creeping into the consoles and PC. So now they're like, oh my god, what, they can do it on here? And now they've woken up and realized this. So mm-hmm. EA has screwed it up for everyone, like the entire industry. And the second thing is they were nefarious about it because they decided, because they basically look, every publisher is part of the ESRB. The ESRB is bullshit. It was just mm-hmm. created to keep the government from regulating video games, right? So the industry created its own market, which is made up of every head of every publisher, right? Reggie sits mm-hmm. on that ESRB, and so does Phil Spencer. Oh, they all go to those meetings, they all decide that stuff. So EA decided to muscle in and say, don't declare this gambling, right? Mm-hmm. Because once you put that label on the game, parents will not touch it, right? So they lied.
And then doesn't that instantly raise the rating of the game from a teen to a mature?
It has to go to AO. It has, because mm-hmm. you're not allowed to. What is the cutoff for 21? You'd be in adults only territory. You wouldn't be in mature. Mm-hmm. Just like a game of pornography in it. You would not, and then you wouldn't retail in normal stores.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's actually what the ESRB said. It's like, if we label these as gambling, then it's going to be AO. So. Yeah, that's pretty much what they said, and I'm glad you bring that distinction. It's like the ESRB is made up of, executives and shit from gaming. So they're going to cover their own asses. They're obviously going to say the shit is not gambling because it's going to cost them money if you can't sell the mm-hmm. Star Wars game in the GameStop,
Mm-hmm. I think what's interesting about this whole thing is the more that we uncover, the more that we're finding this concentrated push by not even necessarily the industry as a whole, but EA as a monopoly within the industry, trying to leverage their power both in and outside of the industry to make some really shitty practices standard. I don't even think this is at first glance, this looked like, oh, the cauldron's finally coming to a boil. And while I still think that that's partially the case, I think it was people were already pissed about this thing, and then EA decided to make a full-on blitz, and now it's backfiring on them. So I don't even know if this was a slow burn as much as just EA's fuckery.
No, it's going to backfire on everybody. It's going to backfire on the whole industry. What they didn't want was the government getting involved, right? And there's a couple of perfect storms happening. One thing that also brought attention to this is that it's Star Wars. It's one of the biggest brands on the earth. So that's one thing that brought a major attention to it.
I think that's the only reason why.
The mainstream media. So then you had them talking about it. Then lawmakers woke up and said, oh, shit. Well, if we can't get tax money out of this, then we're going to fucking regulate this shit. So now they're on it, right? And then so that – but that brings heat on every publisher, not just EA. This is not an EA problem. This now becomes mm-hmm. a video game industry problem where whatever laws they decide to pass, right, is going to fall on every video game from now on. Now, we've railed against loot crates. Loot crates is shit. But lawmakers do not understand technology. They're still living in the 80s with a Commodore PET. Mm-hmm. So they don't understand how modern gaming or anything works. So when they pass laws, they could be draconian. And we don't want that in the industry. So EA has fucked over everyone royally with their greed. And now we don't know what will happen. And if this goes to the federal level, it'll be worse than the Night Trap trials with Lieberman and what they tried to do back in the 90s. This will be way worse. There's not going to be mm-hmm. any sympathy for it. It's not going to be like, oh, you know, stay out of it. You know, we'll regulate ourselves and whatever. EA has now shown that, no, they can't regulate themselves, and they're willing to lie because money's involved mm-hmm. and shareholders. So they lied to everyone. The loot crates are definitely – and all the countries are declaring gambling. Sweden is also voting on whether this is gambling or not, and think they're going to pass something to regulate it. So that's three countries now.
Thanks, EA. Fucking it up, jeez, man. Because that's again, that's the last thing we want. We don't want the government getting in here because, you know, they're going to really fuck things up. You know, that's why the ESRB was created in the first place. Even the comic books authority. That's why that shit was created. You know, keep the government. You don't want the government meddling in there, you know. But
if laws get placed because of this, this will be a black mark on not just EA's history, but video game history, but laughably EA's history for decades to come. Mm-hmm. In 30 years, people will be like, remember when EA fucked over the whole game industry?
Yeah, it's going to be like the comic book industry where things are going to get so fucked up and things won't recover until like literally four decades later. Jeez,
no, that'd be horrible. I think that they'll recover. I think it'll just be like one of those, like, it'll be a trivia question on podcasts or whatever the fuck they are, like 20 years from now. Like, when did the so-and-so laws, you know, go into effect and why? It was like, well, because EA made a push for the Star Wars game to pretty much exploit the shit out of people, and then a bunch of countries responded by creating councils and making it illegal.
Fuck.
And by the way, Brett mentioned Battlefront 2. That's Disney, and pretty sure they're pissed off about this. Their video game, one of the major franchises Disney has, is at the forefront of all this.
Well, remember what happened, right? Disney CEO called up EA CEO, and then right after that, those microtransactions were gone. Yeah. You know they're fucking pissed.
Yeah, the damage is already done, though. So now the onus will be on Disney now to try to lobby the government not to create crazy laws, right? Which means they now have to spend money and put their lawyers in place because they know it will hurt the brand. If you pass this law, and they're gonna and every congressional hearing that happens about this is gonna mention Star Wars and Electronic Arts, and then the Star Wars name is tarnished, and any game from now on that has that name on it, parents will go, oh wait, it probably has gambling in it.
Yeah, and Star Wars, any Star Wars game, yeah.
Again, thank you, EA.
Does Disney want your kids to gamble? Find out at 11.
And by the way, for those people that think that this isn't gambling, just think about it like this. You go to a casino, what do? You play games for money. There's no difference, really, when you think about it.
Well, in general, like, a lot of the, you know, the arcade industry is also, it's not gambling, but it is a form of pulling money out of you. You know, you purposely make your arcade games a little harder than usual to squeeze money out of people.
I don't know. This is almost the level of pachinko.
You get money out of it.
Oh, yeah.
You can make money from doing this.
In a casino, you clearly know what you're getting into, right? They tell you on the way in, you know what you're getting into. You know you're gambling, right? That's clearly labeled. EA lied to everyone. This is not just a normal microtransaction or whatever you're getting. What you put like whatever, $5 down, and you know you're getting Darth Vader, whoever, you don't know what you're getting. So that's not gambling, right? That's like a slot machine. You pull the lever and whatever the luck of the draw is, you know? So that's gambling. And they went and lied, and they manipulated the ESRB to declare it not gambling. That's a bold-faced lie. And now you got the governments involved. It's not going to stop with Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to go to other states. You watch California do it next and whatever, and then it goes up to federal. And they can't wait to get their hands in the video game industry, because it's like, how much revenue does the video game industry generate? Billions of dollars? Well, they can't wait to get regulations on that. You know, it won't just be loot crates there make a law about, you know? That was the nightmare of the 90s all over again.
Yeah, but like you said, it's going to be worse this time. Yeah, it's going to be a lot worse. It's fucking crazy, man.
It's just crazy how fast this whole thing escalated. I mean, we were talking about loot crates and how bad they are and why we hate them, like, what, 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah,
and now we're up to this point? It's crazy, man.
Yeah, and it's still going, because think about it. This is the second week in a row where the main topic is, the main featured image too, is a Star Wars thing, you know? It's the biggest thing in gaming right now. This is probably the biggest story of the game, you know, gaming-wise of the year. Think how fucked up that is.
But the thing is that this has been going on for years.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing, Brian's probably the only other person I probably heard about this on the news other than me. Is FIFA and EA, they wound up going to court with their stuff over in the UK because of there was server farms and gambling farms, people doing fuck coins. So they were playing games, collecting the fuck coins, selling it on sites. There was hack sites selling fuck coins, you know, and it was there's an actual value. People were making money from this. So that's why it was listed as gambling. And then it was being investigated then. And then they were like, well, we're going to make changes. And they threw a bunch of people in jail. And there was this whole big scandal with it. You know, but it's still there. It still exists. It's still making $800 million a year. And it's just now, because it's linked to a Star Wars franchise, that's what's drawing all the attention. Mm-hmm. It's almost like one of those things where it's like, hey, you know, if you go down that block, there's people selling crack. All right, whatever. But then some rich kid with a dad who's famous or something gets hooked on crack. And it's like, damn, they're selling crack over there. Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you know.
The Bitcoin situation is no different than the Star Wars Battlefront shit.
Because you're putting your money in. It's a pack. You don't know what you're going to get. It's a pay to win, because you can get a level 87, 89. And now that guy is going to be killing it on the field. You know, so how did he get that? You get that by buying packs. You know what I mean? And they release new players all the time, and they have new packs you need to buy. And people were selling, collecting their money, and there's a bunch of sites I can post up now. If anybody's listening, go look up Foot Coins, buy Foot Coins. There's a bunch of legal sites, and they're like, hey, we'll give you real money if you give us your coins. So people are doing it. So that's gambling, the whole thing. The whole thing is corrupt. You know, but no one said anything. But the fact that it's linked to Star Wars, now it's brought into the limelight. Now everybody's looking at it, and you're going to see this shit explode. Well,
that's the way anything goes. I mean, you know, it always takes somebody, you know, cause people could be complaining about it until they're blue in the face, but until somebody that is something of note that people really recognize is involved, that's when people start to really pay attention. It happens with anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you hit it on the head. No, this shit's been going on for fucking years, but now since it's Star Wars. You know, it's a $60 game, mainstream game. Everybody, come on, microtransactions have been existing in fucking mobile games for years. No one says shit.
Here's the big kicker. So when this happens, right? Well, it's already happening, but now they're making all these decisions. These countries are saying it's gambling, this and this and that. They're most likely not going to ban the game, but they're going to put that, you know, M for Mature sticker on it.
Or the adult. Adult rating. So that
It gets an adult rating. So then it's just going to cut an entire market. So it's going to force a lot of publishers to just not do it at all, because then now they're only hitting the older demographic. They want the younger. They want that teen rating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now that's gone.
The only place I would think you could buy that game would probably be through EA's website, if that goes through.
Yeah, remember, the game's not going to be made illegal, obviously. You can still buy the game. You just can't buy it at GameStop or Walmart or any big stores. You can't buy it there anymore. You know,
it depends on Australia. Remember, Australia likes to ban shit all the time.
You know? Shit.
Sorry for you Aussies out there. You may never see another EA game.
Wow, it's crazy. All right, man. Anybody else want to jump in on this? Anything else? Final thoughts? Brian, I'm looking at you, man.
Well, you guys have pretty much said everything that needs to be said, so hence no need to jump in. I mean, it's just really dumb, and EA pushed too far, and they may have fucked you up for everyone. So I don't know. I'm just sitting here and just waiting and watching.
Yeah, thanks, EA, once again. All right, let's move on here to the next topic. It's another crazy one. So a CNBC analyst, you know, he wrote this big, Manny, like you said, they don't enable his editorials anymore. It's just news, right? He came out to say that gamers are being undercharged for games. Undercharged. That means they're not paying enough. They need to pay more for games. And this comes out of the whole Star Wars thing. He's like, why are you guys bitching? You guys are getting this shit basically for free. You shouldn't be complaining, right? Chris, go ahead, because there's some bullshit.
Well, first of all, this Brett texted me about this dude, and I looked him up. He is, he, along with being a CNBC contributor and analyst, he also is a shareholder in EA. This guy is a major conflict of interest right there. So he puts out this statement, right? And he says, like, oh, we're undercharged for games and stuff. He gaslights gamers by saying, like, we act entitled if we complain about loot crates and microtransactions. He could go fuck right off. Because, first of all, he stands to lose money from what is happening right now. So that's why he gets on TV. He has a platform. You go on Mad Money or whatever shows on CNBC Opinion, and people take it as fact. But this guy, he has a stake in EA. So that's why he's saying that. So you got to watch out for that stuff. This guy is not being honest. And he has every incentive to make us pay through the nose for these games. I mean, just the unmitigated greed of EA. This is not about making money. This is not like capitalism. This is when it goes hog wild and it gets, and Manny says it's predatory, right? And he's justifying it by saying we're in the wrong for even questioning it. No, fuck you. You're in the wrong because now you've brought the whole, like, you brought the government regulation down on everyone's head now. You may have ruined the industry for everyone because not only are they going to start try to regulate DLC as a whole, they're going to levy taxes. That's what the government loves to do because they want to make it. They want a cut of that, right?
Yep.
So you may have inadvertently, with your stupidity, caused game prices to go up because now if they levy taxes on the and that stuff quote unquote regulate it, then guess what? We're going to eat that cost at the end of the day. EA is not going to want to eat that cost. They're just going to pass it on to us.
Yeah, and that's what's going on here. Basically, and I'm just being honest, but still piggybacking off what Chris said. Basically, these Wall Street guys, they were like, we're going to make so much money off this fucking Star Wars game. They were ready for that shit, right? And then this happens, they're pissed. That's why you got that stupid editorial. You know, the guy's already in the fucking tank. You know, he's echoing the sentiments of all these other fucking stockbrokers, man. They're pissed because you're not going to give them their money. That's what they're mad about here. You know, Brett, get jump in here. What do you think about this shit?
They're blatantly still insisting that they are going to come out at 136 or whatever the fuck it is. Like this guy that Chris is talking about is the guy who we actually quoted in an earlier episode as being one of the guys that EA was talking to that expressed that EA did not give a fuck about you. So come to find out they're in bed together. It's not really a huge surprise. Also, interestingly enough, this is the analyst who is continuing to project success for EA on these, you know, shows, blogs, wherever the fuck somebody will hear him. So it's his job to predict which stocks are going to succeed and which stocks are going to fail. And he is putting out there that stock prices are not going to be affected by this outcry. And he's one of the main proponents, one of the main people saying and pushing this idea. So you can see, like, not only is there one conflict of interest, it is a weird, tangled web of conflicts of interest. Not only is he in bed with EA and lying to gamers, but he's also lying to shareholders, which is really dangerous territory to be treading, especially in the middle of this whole, I don't know if you can even call it a scandal, but this whole fucking thing that's exploding around them. It's a very bad place to be caught lying and trying to manipulate people.
Right. So also, in his lies, he created two counter narratives. You can't say on one hand that we're not paying enough for games, and as a company, EA is hurting, and then at the same time say even with the loss of loot crates, stock prices will go up and revenue will go up, right? You cannot say those two things at the same time. So you are making enough money, so you're bullshitting everyone about the DLC, the loot crates. You're bullshitting everyone on that and saying that the games are not priced high enough. They are priced high enough. You're just greedy shit. And that greed is now caused, it's brought a world of hurt on the internet. That's great. This guy should be fucking fired from CNBC. He should not be allowed to give analysts. He has multiple dogs in multiple races, and he's giving stock advice? Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's insane, man. That's like nepotism gone wrong, man.
Yo, Pete Rose is banned from baseball for life for gambling on the game, and this guy gets... But yet this guy gets to do this.
Oh, it's insane, man. But here's my actually, I have a question, but does anybody else have any other thoughts on this particular thing? All right, I'm going to take that. So here's my question. Should games be okay, let's just say hypothetical, right? If you get a game that costs $70, but it's not going to have any DLCs, any of that horse shit, would you be okay if that became the standard price of video games? $70, no microtransactions, no loot crates, none of that bullshit.
As a flat rate, I would say no, because there's definitely some games that are definitely not worth that much. There's games that aren't worth 60.
Yeah, I mean, I should say the highest you could put out there is 7. Yeah, obviously you can still have your budget games and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But yeah, that's why I'm not saying every game. I'm not saying fucking Plants vs. Zombies 3 needs to be $70, but you know, like every AAA game, if they top that at $70, no DLC, no microtransactions, no loot crates, none of that shit, would you be okay with that?
Yes.
Yeah. What about you guys? Adam, get in here. What do you say? Yeah, remember, Adam, yeah, $70 is the price we used to pay for games back in the day.
Yeah, well, back in the day, $200 for a Neo Geo game. So we actually went down in the price. But no, I mean, we'll never see that because, they want to keep making money.
Too much money to be made.
Too much money to be made, you know. But, yeah, it would be great if there was one flat rate. And who knows what's going to happen after, you know, all these regulations and all these different countries have their say of what they think loot crates are and microtransactions. I mean, the microscope is on the industry right now, you know. Oh, so yeah. This is it. You know, and I'm sure some politicians that are running for different elections are going to say, hey, how can I use this in my campaign? Can I do anything? Yeah, oh yeah. So you're against this and you're all for kids and all that stuff. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna hunt these bitches down. Because remember before they all jumped in saying that games were too violent, you know, and they were saying, oh, they're creating serial killers in all these shooting games. Well, then they moved on from that and it was out of the news. But now what? Gambling? What? They're turning these little kids into, you know, addicts, and you know, they're stealing mom and dad's credit cards and buying all these games. You heard Jack Black say it on TV, he's broke now and blah blah blah. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a mess. So I would
don't forget all the junk news and science reports. Like, what is gambling doing to your kid's brain?
That's right.
So yeah, no, I mean, it would be great if we did get something like that, or if one publisher said, you know what, from now on, our AAA games are usually 60, 70. The season pass, don't worry about it. All that stuff is in there. Microtransactions gone. It's all content you can get in there. You can work for it in the game, you know, but it's obtainable, not like what we've just seen. You know, and what do you think? Do a test run. I think somebody's going to do a test run or something like that. And I think it's going to be the developers that did Witcher, because they're talking about doing something like that.
What about a platform? What about if Sony or Microsoft came out and said, you know what? From here on out, we're going to be charged $70 flat price, everything included. You know, and kind of go, you know, you saw data companies and cell phone companies do it. When they kind of reintroduced unlimited data, it was at a higher price point, but it was overshadowed by the fact that, like, you know, here's the flat price you're going to pay end of the day. So, I mean, I think they might actually be able to push that. And there'll be people that be like, $70, but I think more people would hear the flat price. So do you think that do you think this is something that Sony or Microsoft could put into effect?
Not by themselves, because you'd have to have the entire industry. The ESRB would have to actually work.
You know,
like they'd have to get together and agree on this. Like everyone agrees on this. Like it has to be Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft pushing this. That one of them cannot go, I don't think that's fair. So we'll let them charge whatever they want on our platform. You know, everybody has to agree. Everybody has to agree to take the hit on it. And, you know, it's like, well, we want to charge $120 for our deluxe edition. And it's like, no, you can't do that because nobody will buy it. And it'll be up to now where Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo could put pressure on them and say, if you don't do this, we don't want you on our platform. We're just not going to carry you.
You don't think that they could say, okay, so here's the deal. You're charging $30 for a season pass with about a 50% attach rate. We are going to go ahead and make the deal with you that you are going to give all of the season pass to every one of our customers who bought the game, but you're going to have a 100% attach rate at $10 per unit. I mean, depending on your attach rate for season passes, that's not a bad deal necessarily. It's a safe bet.
Yeah, but you'd have to get them to give up their – what EA's projections is now is like, well, we'll make 10 times that if we stick to this model and force the industry to adopt it, right? So they're not going to give up on their greedy ways to do that. Like, you'd have to really strong-arm them, a literal – platform boycott to get them to change that. They're not going to accept.
Oh yeah, no. I'm assuming that legislation would at this point have already had to pass the banning of microtransactions, because you know all DLC is or all microtransaction is DLC, but not all DLC is microtransaction. I can see the government or somebody putting in laws like, okay, no more of this loot box shit, no more of this microtransaction shit, and like Microsoft's response being like, well, you know what? Then we're just going to get rid of everything and fold the DLC and the season pass all into the price of the game and just say, none of this. We're a safe brand. You can buy games for your kids from us.
So one thing that we have to take into account also with going through like the price of AAA games is that not even AAA games, not all of them are created equal. So I don't like that there's the trend where there's like a flat rate today with sort of like the $60 or the $59.99. I honestly think that games would do better in several aspects if they just stuck to whatever price they think the game is worth and would be successful in the market. So like for example, No Man's Sky, that game wasn't worth $60. I don't care what anyone says. That game was not worth $60. If you release that game at $30, I think it would sell more. And not only that, but the game would also benefit sort of. I think more people would not have as high expectations for the game if it was that price.
But would Walmart have still carried it?
No, they wouldn't. Walmart need those games to be $60. I think there's a policy in place for that. You know, so they wouldn't have sold that shit.
Well, that's part of the problem.
I'm sure they regret it.
Yeah. They wouldn't have sold that shit.
So a game like, for example, GTA 5, if they release that game at $80, I think it still does good. I don't think it changes that much.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you about pricing. Not every game needs to be $60, but certain retail stores will not carry a game unless it's $60. That's the problem, you know?
Yeah,
what's going on, Mills? Hey, Carlos, he's talking about K-dramas like you, man. This, you know, here's the thing though, because I don't know, it's you know, we've talked about this shit on Throne, because I'm kind of in a weird spot here, because I'm like, okay, if you have a game that's like 5 hours long, I don't know if it should be $6, but at the same time, you got to use the other side of it. So if you have a game that's like GTA 5 that's like 200 hours, shouldn't that cost more too? You know, you can't have it both ways. So I kind of see both sides here, you know, but you know, yeah, go ahead. Hey, thank you, Daniel J, for the money. Go ahead, Manny.
I feel like there should also be, if we're going to go with that, there should be at least a ceiling, like the highest something that it can cost.
Yeah.
But going lower, I think it's fine. So, you know, like, you know, whatever X amount, maybe 70 or whatever, is the highest it can go, and then the lowest could be, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
the deem is proper.
Yeah, and I agree with you. But my point is, like, you can't say, oh, you know, this game is not worth blah blah blah. But I'm like, because it only has X amount of hours, okay. But if a game has like a shit ton of hours, you can't just say you can't raise the price on that. It's like you're kind of being intellectually disingenuous there, you know. But this guy, the guy who wrote the article, he's full of shit because he's in the fucking tank, you know. Mm-hmm. By the way, I want to quickly slip in something that's kind of unrelated. It's actually more related to the last topic, but I need to throw this in here because this is, I feel, is important, right? And I'm going to quote this shit, too. I actually posted it in our little chat there, but I'm going to read this. This is from a Twitter, one of my followers, Begaria, right? He goes, if you're shaking your fists at EA right now over the loot boxes, their monetization policies, shutting down studios, and going in a direction you don't agree with, but still subscribe to EA Access, you're a hypocrite. What do you think about that? I completely agree with that statement.
100% agree with that.
You make them pay with their wallet. That's the way you make. That's the way you get people, these companies, to do the things that you want them to do. Forget about complaining. I mean, you know, granted, in this situation with the loot boxes, the complaining on the internet has actually somewhat done something, but it also has started to affect the sales, and that's where it matters most.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right about that. But again, I just find it funny because a lot of the same guys I see on Twitter talking about how great EA Access is, how it's such a great value for gamers, they're all over EA right now because of the microtransactions. So I'm like, if you really want to hurt EA, you may want to I'm not saying to do this. I'm just saying you may want to consider your subscription to EA Access. Just saying, you know?
As we always say, voting with your wallet. How do you change these people? How do you change the way these people work? If you make this thing as unprofitable as possible, you know what happens? It all goes the way to the top. They kick out the fucking whoever's in charge of the company. They replace them. What do you think happened with fucking Xbox?
Yeah. Don Matrick, where you at?
Don Matrick, where you at? It cost them money. So they said, "You know what? You're venomous to this property." So we're going to get rid of you and put somebody in there.
Yo,
somebody
else not related to video games, Axel Alonso, what's up? That's all I got to say about that, man. All right, any last thoughts on this before we move on? We got one more topic here. This one, okay, not exactly gaming related, but since this is all kind of weird show and it can affect gaming, we got to talk about this net neutrality shit, man. So the FCC plans to completely end it. And before we get into the topic, I find it funny that the guy who came out there to make the statement, kind of like the EA situation, the guy who came out there to make the statement was a former lawyer for Verizon. So the whole reason they want to get, you know, FCC wants to get rid of net neutrality is because these cable companies are pressuring them to get rid of it so they can make money off your ass. So I'm like, okay, a former lawyer for Verizon is saying we should get rid of it. Kind of suspect, bruh. Kind of suspect. All right, man. I'll jump in here, guys. Let's get into this shit, man. This could affect gaming. They essentially want to turn, you know, cable costs, internet costs into fucking microtransactions, just piecing it all out, you know?
Which is what they tried to do before. I mean, Comcast used to do that shit. Where they used to parse out different portions of of different sorts of things. So, yeah. Of course, they want to
make it more like cable TV, you know?
They want to be able to slow down your competitors, too. And this is really important when you keep in mind that Time Warner Cable or Spectrum or whatever the fuck they're calling themselves, or AT&T, these are owned by parent companies who also own media corporations. So you're going to have a curated news feed should this thing pass. That, at the very least, should trouble you. At the very at the most common, though, here's how it's going to affect all of you guys. You want to play your Xbox? Fine. But now you're going to have to pay Spectrum an extra $10 for the sped Xbox line fee. Otherwise, they're going to throttle your game connection and you'll lose every match.
Or the other thing, they could throttle your Netflix, because every single fucking cable company is in competition with Netflix and their little online services. So, hey, you know, the company that, you know, whatever company that owns a cable system and HBO at the same time, maybe they want HBO Go to be the one that runs a little bit quicker on their service. But then if you want to use Netflix, you got to pay a little bit extra on top of that.
Yeah, this example I saw on Twitter, it was perfect. Okay, Verizon owns Yahoo, right? So if you're subscribed to Verizon, you get Yahoo completely free. Oh, you want Google? Yeah, of course you can use Google on our network. You just have to pay a little extra for Google, right? This is the shit.
They slow down. You purposely slow down your Google, your Gmail, because they want you to use Yahoo Mail.
Exactly, and then going on what Brett said, it's basically like this, right? Like, hey, like, you know, so you subscribe to Verizon, we'll give you the ultimate gaming package for just $25 extra. You'll get extra high speed on your streams, on your uploads. Tell me you won't do shit like that. You know,
dominate your opponents.
Exactly, it's like, man.
It's like having paid channels. It's like, well, you get Showtime, now you get Cinemax and HBO and the Stars and all that shit. That's what they're going to do. They're going to tier the internet access.
Which they kind of already do. They're like, hey, well, no, you want mod speed?
No, they can't do it now because it's Title II. It was declared a utility. They want to remove that. If they pull that out, right, and say, no, it's not a utility anymore, and that the cable companies can now decide the fate of it, then we're all screwed because they'll pay on both ends. What you don't understand is, like, so our bills will change to have access we'd like to have, and they'll tier it so that we'd have to pay more.
Yeah.
And then they'll go to Netflix and Microsoft and all these guys and go, hey, guys, you know what? You're going to pay us, too, on this end to make sure your service stays on a certain tier. Otherwise, we're going to throttle it to high hell. So they can choke both ends of the for money.
Yeah, and they'll do that. It's like if there's a site or whatever that doesn't want to pay whatever taxes they're going to have, that's it. You ain't get no traffic to that site, boy. You know?
No. And especially if you're up and coming, mom and pop.
Yeah, that's right.
Netflix and Yahoo. Netflix and Hulu can sort of afford it. They're going to fight it, obviously, but they can afford it. But, like, Crunchyroll can't afford that. So they're going to be tiered out of existence.
Well, Crunchyroll is part of Sony now.
Okay. So they can't afford it, but Sony doesn't want
to
pay
that. Chris's point still stands. So if you're a smaller entity, you are not going to be able to afford this shit. That means they're going to throttle you out of existence, you know?
And yeah, like you mentioned, Netflix. Netflix has the most to lose out of almost, like, a lot of these companies, because they're super huge, but they're not part of these corporations that have these cable companies. So who's the, like, one of the biggest, loudest voices against this overturning of net neutrality? It's fucking Netflix.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. Yep. But by the way, you know, Boogie, he said this thing. He goes, if your parents or grandparents don't understand what net neutrality is about, just explain to them like this. They want to make you pay more for Netflix. That'll get them mad. And that's what's going to happen. Yeah, because think about it, all these companies that want net neutrality gone, they don't like Netflix because Netflix is destroying them.
Because it's out of the system.
Yeah. It's going to get ugly, and then when we're gaming, it's going to get really ugly. Oh, you want to stream? Yeah, sure. Pay us some more money. You know? It's going to get like that, man. And I'm wondering, here's my question. How the fuck did we get to this point? Because I thought the show was already resolved 2 years ago, but here we are, 2 years later, talking about the same shit.
Because there's an agenda behind it. That's why. That's why it constantly gets brought up again.
Yeah, Adam, what were you saying, man?
It's time to do the renewal to get it up again. And now people are going against it like we expected, and this is going to be the pattern. So even if they don't get to get their way this time, then the next go around, they're going to have an argument, and it's going to keep going. It's tough. It's going to be tough because, like we said, they don't want it as a utility when really it should be a utility. Now, there are people that make a living just off of the internet.
That's right. You
know? It all stems from the...
Like the phone.
Well, I mean, it stems from the transition of government when Trump appointed the new FCC chair. He's the main reason, because he's the one that's deciding to overturn all of this. So it's just like he's overturning it, and then they're kind of gonna make it so the FCC can, like, this is what I read earlier, like, states are not gonna be able to have their net neutrality rights in a state level.
Wow!
Because the FCC can overturn all of that.
Yeah, no. See, we can't be having that shit. Just overturning states' rights and shit, you know.
Yeah, because this whole thing with net neutrality is getting overturned by the FCC, which is a federal level. So when it gets to impede on states' right like that, it's just messed up.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, man. And Brett, getting here because you were telling me about how people could actually do something about this.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. You caught me out of range. Okay, guys. So there is a really easy way to go about doing this. If I can find it.
Yeah, and we'll have the link down in the description, you know. It's actually a website. Go to And you got to call your fucking congressman. That's what you need to do, man. Like, I know it's like time consuming, but if you want the internet as it exists now, you got to do this shit. Me personally, I don't like getting on, like, you know, trying to, you know, champion shit or whatever. You know, I want people are free, you know, free to do what they want. But at the same time, this shit is pretty fucking important. So we need to get on. This is more important than that fucking console war bullshit. This is more important than even, I'm telling you, man, this, you got to get on this shit, man. So,
Brett, all right, guys, here it is. Yeah, go ahead. The website is www.battleforthenet.com. Easy to remember. I just wanted to make sure that I got the right thing when posting it out to you guys. If you visit this from your phone, it pretty much has a one button thing to call your local congressman or representative. And then it gives you a script of basically the things that you want to go over. Feel free to ad lib. Try not to be a terrible person when leaving a message. And don't threaten anybody's lives or dox anybody or anything like that. That being said, again, battleforthenet.com is the easiest way to do this. Take 2 minutes out of your day on a smoke break or hanging out in the car. You have time to send a text message. You have time to do this. It's only going to take a second. This is one of those things where we need to harass the shit out of people. And thankfully, a lot of well-meaning people have gone to the trouble to streamline this process for you. So you can harass your representatives at the push of a button. We need to weaponize the internet against these people. And yes, I realize this is almost a call for a form of doxing, but these are being judged by the response. And while there's not a whole lot of direct things that we can honestly do for this, we can make our voices inexplicably heard. And we can make it very apparent to these people that they might be committing political suicide. So take the time, battleforthenet.com, make a 5-minute phone call. If everybody does this, we have a chance to be able to overturn this thing. As somebody who's lived through this fight, what, 4 or 5 times now? Yes, the whole internet does need to freak out. Yes, everybody, you, your mother, your brother, your friends, we all need to fucking call. And every time we do this, it rolls it back for another few years. And unfortunately, the name of the game now is vigilance. We won the fight before, as Tony said. It came back. It's going to continue to come back. And we're going to have to keep doing this. And I am just as tired of fighting this as everybody else. But for those us who are in that boat, again, that's why it's streamlined. One more time, www.battleforthenet.com. At least that is the easiest one I've come across. So go out, do your thing, tell your friends, bitch about it on a street corner. Let's make our voices heard. We've done it before. We need to do it again.
Yeah,
just post it on Facebook too, because that's where people who are kind of not in the techno, kind of like techno,
yeah,
techno, like look at their news and stuff like that.
Yeah, and take the time to explain it to your parents, explain it to your grandparents, explain it to anybody who doesn't understand it and thinks that it's not a big deal.
It's like, do you want your subscription service to go up for your cable? Because you know a lot of parents watch Netflix.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you right now, if you get old people pissed off about this, things will change. I'm telling you right now, man. You know, you got to get those jump old people in
like
there.
Jump on this shit like a loot box.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, this shit is actually important. Not that fucking console war bullshit. This is real, you know?
Jump on that shit like loot boxes. It's serious. If we could get people to do as complain as much about the net neutrality thing as much as people with this with the EA on the Star Wars game, fuck, yeah, do it.
It's crazy, man. I don't know if we have more to say about that. Just get out there and do it, people. You know, the link will be down there. Battle for the net, right? Get to it, please, man. Unless you don't want to see Throwdown anymore.
Or you can pay the $5.99 premium access fee.
Yeah, right. You could do that, right? Because that's the future we're going to live in. Hey, you want chat? Sure, no problem. $5. You want video? Fantastic. $5. You want to stream games, play games? Sure, $5. Like, everything will be like parsed like that, bro.
For those of you who think that we're exaggerating, go ahead and try and hop on CBS, for instance, and try and stream something without entering the information and password of your cable provider. Go ahead, try and watch that free streaming service without having a cable provider. You fucking can't. Half the place say, yeah, you can illegally download stuff. And if that's what you want to say, like, yeah, well, I guess everybody's just going to pirate everything. Yeah, as soon as everybody pirates everything, they will shut that shit down. So that's not an option either. Like, it's if you don't think that people are already going out of their way to block or throttle your access to things in an effort to make money, the wake-up call is it is already happening. It may not be happening to you because you might not run across those specific internet sites. You might not go to Adult Swim to try and watch something. But if you do, they're going to want to know your Time Warner cable password. And that shows the kind of attitude they have towards parsing out their content. Not only is it okay for them to show you advertisements, it is okay for you to... And really, just fucking think about it for a second. We're already behind the wheel on this. We pay for something with cable. We pay for something to watch advertisements. And that same raw deal is being pushed back on us time and time again on the internet every chance that they get. These people are greedy fucks that are going to do nothing and be satisfied with nothing. They're not okay with you being the consumer or the product. They want you to be fucking both, and this is going to let them do that. It's going to let them charge Netflix for their consumers, and it's going to allow them to charge you for Netflix. It will, in essence, stop you from being able to cut the cord and get away from these horrible companies, subscribing us to an entire another generation of being tied to the fucking boot heels of Time Warner Cable. And I, for one, am fucking sick of it. Let's let these companies throttle and die. Let's not let them change the legislation and business so that they can simply stay alive and make our lives worse for another two decades.
Yeah, no, exactly. By the way, my man OBJ goes, no more free porn? No, only if they paid the taxes, bro. You know, Pornhub and shit, they pay
the taxes. Actually, that's probably the way to get most people's attention, actually, now that I think about it. Because porn always seems like nobody gave a shit about anybody spying on their net access until, like, yeah, everybody has pictures of your dick pic. And then the country freaked the fuck out. So, like, yeah. Here's the wake-up call I guess you should throw to everybody. They're going to charge you for porn access.
Yeah, there you go. That'll unite people. Porno, the unifying factor, man. I'm telling you. You know, imagine if you have to go back to the old days, man. You have to go to the fucking store, buy those videotapes, put them in a brown bag. You want to go back to those days? You know? You don't want that shit. You know? It's fucking crazy, man. All right, so that's, again, we're going to do a short show today, so we want to, wish you guys, for Americans, obviously, a happy Thanksgiving. You know, that's tomorrow for us at the time of this recording. Ready, you know, fill up, man, wear those loose pants, man. It's going to get crazy. I'm assuming nobody here is doing any traveling.
Nah, mostly staying in, at least for me, staying home.
Same here.
Yeah, same, you know. Because, you know, I know it's crazy. I heard it's like 51 million people moved around the country right now. Crazy shit. Mm-hmm.
Man, those videos of the LA traffic are ridiculous, man.
Yeah, and that was just a normal day. No, you're right about it. It's like, yo, it's crazy out there, man. You know? Okay, so that's going to do it for us. So, throw down your questions. Same day and time. Don't worry about that. You know, there's no holidays there. You know, so you don't need to worry about that. So, yeah, pretty much. So, yeah. Have a good one, all our American, listeners and shit, man. So thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Mixer, Twitter, and Facebook at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco and Taj, joined by Emilio Lopez.
I'll see you later, guys. And also thank you for those of you who decided to show up at my table at Anime NYC. It was a really good time. I got to meet some really awesome people and some fans. Awesome stuff. And I definitely will be coming back next year, so that's gonna be my thing. There'll be New York Comic Con and anime. So
good. Woo! Stuff. Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And if you don't live in the US, eat some turkey and join us.
Brett Murdoch.
See you later, party people.
Adam Vail. Yo, Adam, where you at? Yo, man, Lucha, Lucha.
Yo, man, watch that Lucha Underground.
Oh, yo, watch Lucha.
And Brian Manjoma.
After Thanksgiving, my American cousins, and
Stay safe. America's crazy these days.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And all right, guys, we'll see you next time, man. Later.
Peace. Later, guys.